Chamber choir, parachuting conductor. I had once composed music for a chamber choir in a small town in Sweden, and I wanted this work to take place in Sergels Torg, which is a big square middle of Stockholm. I wanted to take place in the winter time when it's dark, which is probably is already at 2 o'clock in the winter in the afternoon. The choir would be placed in the middle of the square, about 50 singers, and they would be surrounded by 50 skateboarders, but it would be okay with less. The skateboarders would go around the choir and create a lot of noise with their wheels, of course, and each skateboarder would also carry some kind of torch on their jacket or on their boards, and they will create a tail of light while going around the choir. A helicopter will appear with a conductor in it, and they will hover above the square for a while. And the skateboarder would stop and turn off the light. And the helicopter is now up, lit up by a spotlight. The conductor of the choir will then parachute down to the square. The skateboarders will leave their boards behind and run up to the conductor and lay the parachute in order as if it was a fragile veil, and they are quiet and concentrated. Then they go up back to their boards and then just standing still and line up around the choir as if there were some kind of guards. The conductor starts to conduct the choir and they sing the songs written and composed by me. These songs are very simple, contain very simple phrases, everyday phrases. And the songs are very short and the concerts last for about 15 minutes. So when the choir is finished and the skaters appears again and rings in the choir for the final tour, so to speak, and then they stop and the light goes out. The work was not even considered as they thought it might be difficult to find a conductor willing to parachute. So yeah, that's a pity.